This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Last night, the Celtics came out and said, we are not losing this series on our home floor. Everybody's counted us out. We are a champion. We deserve their respect. They played harder. They played smarter. And they earned that win. They did everything that I would want my team to do in that exact situation. So respect to them. They weren't going down at home. And I still think the Knicks are going to win the series. But God, was that ugly. I mean, that was so ugly. All the fouls and the missed shots. And then that third quarter, after having the best third quarter they'd ever had in game four, to have probably one of the worst ones they've ever had in game five. We got schedule release. We got baseball. We got all sorts of great stuff this morning. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what? It's quite foggy out this morning, is it not?
Yeah.
I think OG Anunoby was playing in a fog last night. I think Karl Anthony Towns was playing in a fog last night. I would say that Mikal Bridges was playing in a fog last night. Essentially, the entire starting five. I don't know what they were doing with the fouls. I have no idea what Karl Anthony Towns was doing last night. And I know OG was trying to force the issue a couple times. And every time he tried to force the issue, he met an equal or stronger force on the other end of his drive to the basket. And it was just completely... They were discombobulated. They were all over the place. And as well as Jalen Brunson played in game four, is as bad as he played last night. And then, you know, they were just never got a rhythm going. I think when it was 59-59 at half, I'm thinking, you know, that wasn't a bad half by the Knicks, but I felt like they needed to be up by 6 or 7 points. And they weren't. And Boston kept fighting back in the second quarter. And of course, whether it be the start of the game, which in this particular situation turned out to be okay for the Knicks, the start of the second half, it's like, I don't know what goes on. I don't know what Tom Thibodeau is saying in between, you know, halves to his team. I don't know if they just go in there and hang out and just put their feet up. And I'm sure they talk to each other, but my God, it just came out and they were just like steamrolled. And, you know, this is a team, as we were talking about yesterday, the Celtics, without Jason Tatum against the Magic, did this exact same thing to the Magic. And this is the depth of their team. And the depth of their team, they got a player back in Sam Hauser. I'm not going to go down that road again. But, you know, he only played a few minutes, but his minutes were impactful. Luke Kornet was impactful. And, you know, that's the thing about the heart of a champion, that you have other players that do have roles on this team that are significant. And most of those players stepped up last night when they were called on to play extra minutes or more minutes because of the loss of Jason Tatum. So, you know, this, they're not going to be easy to knock out. I was not confident going into last night. You remember you were asking me towards the end of the show yesterday, like, mm-hmm. you, because we had that guy call in and say, take the Knicks, it's a lock.
Yep.
I mean, come on, man. That's a championship team that you're watching there. And yeah, they lost their most important player, but my God, Jaylen Brown and Derek White went off last night.
Yeah, Derek White is one of the more, and I shouldn't say maybe underrated, but he's just because of Tatum and Brown. And by the way, Porzingis was a non-factor last night. I really thought he was going to be a big part of this game.
A non-factor this whole series.
Yeah, but I mean, because Tatum was out, we had talked about how Porzingis started in that game against the Magic. I thought if the Celtics were to win this game, that Porzingis would be a major factor, be healthy. Didn't work out that way, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good players on this team. Derek White, of course, was amazing, and Luke Kornet. I mean, this guy was everywhere, for God's sakes.
How many give and goes did they run?
How many blocks did Kornet have? Was it 7 or 8 blocks that came at critical times? So there's been twice that the Knicks have had a little bit of a cushion in this series, and when they've had, they've come out and played terrible.
You know,
and game 3 and now game 5.
We're New York sports fans. We got to go through this. We got to go through the sting of a loss like this. And, you know, guys like, they had an off night, and the Celtics had an on night. And I don't know how else to put it. It's they made their shots. The Knicks missed their shots. And you take a look at every single Knicks player was a minus last night, and every single Boston player was a plus. And the score, I don't even think the score was indicative of just how much of an ass whipping this was.
Well, in the second half, for sure. I mean, in the first quarter, the Knicks got up by 9, and it was the largest lead they had ever had in the series. Reggie Miller made a comment about the crowd being quiet, and it just felt like it was trending in the Knicks' direction. And then the second quarter, here come the Celtics, come back and tie the game at halftime. And then, of course, the third quarter was miserable, and like I was encouraged at halftime because I just seen the Knicks play their best third quarter in game 4. I was like, they're going to come out again and be really good in the third quarter, and they weren't. And how about, you know, Mitchell Robinson hitting all his free throws last night, which is a miracle. But, I mean, Karl Anthony Towns has got to stop playing so sloppy. And I understand that, you know, Mitch, he makes such an impact. And when he's on the floor, the Knicks are probably at their best. And usually he comes on the floor when Karl Anthony Towns goes out. But he's just like, he's out of control, and he's all of these fouls are legitimate fouls.
How about the one shot where he misses and then he goes and grabs Derek White?
Oh, just hugs him. He just basically grabs the guy, and then he's complaining to the official like, "Oh, that's not a foul. What are you talking about?"
I mean, he puts his team in a lot of trouble just by making bad decisions. I mean, a great player, great shooter. Every time they win, he's involved in the winning. But OG Anunoby was terrible last night.
Yep,
he was to me. Between the fouls, between Brunson and Towns, and then, of course, the poor play by OG, who was just completely out of whack. I don't know what was going on with him last night, but he was totally out of whack. Every time he got into the paint, either somebody was blocking his shot or he was leading with his knee and taking an offensive penalty, foul. I mean, it was about as bad as you could have asked for. I mean, like, he kept shooting short. That was the other thing. It was just one of those bad nights, and thankfully the Knicks have some cushion, and thankfully they can play Friday night at the Garden.
Yep.
Which it's going to be an insane night at the Garden, and hopefully the Knicks don't have one of those Nick home games where, you know, they're down by 20 midway through the second quarter because they can't hit a freaking shot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm expecting them. Like, this is just one of those things where you cannot give up or run away or have no confidence or no belief in this team going into this game and think they're going to do it again. I have full confidence that Jalen Brunson's going to be great, that all these guys who were terrible in this game are going to be better. I can't see them getting down 20 and then getting roasted again in this game. But it is possible. I mean, anything is possible, especially in this series. But, yeah, I mean, the game had gone completely differently early on. You know, the Knicks actually had a lead. Mitchell Robinson was hitting his free throws. I'm like, okay, this is going the way that I wanted this game to go. And then it just went like game 3 did, where they had no shot at the end of the game. And I mean, the lead just building and building and building in that third quarter. I'm like, God.
It's amazing what happens when you lose a guy that plays 40 minutes a night, like Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you lose this guy, and now all of a sudden Luke Kornet gets more run. Sam Hauser's back now. He gets more run. Peyton Pritchard is out there longer. And those three guys in particular, you know, when they were on the court, they were dominating the Knicks. And, you know, we know that Derek White has been a pain in the neck. He's a great shooter. We know that Jaylen Brown had some off games earlier in this series. And then the last couple games, he's really started to turn it on. And you could see why, you know, he's an all-NBA guy.
Yeah, how about him, by the way, jumping out of bounds and getting that ball and basically, I mean, he was like levitating in the air to keep that ball in bounds for the Celtics. And that was sort of that desperation that the Celtics had and the Knicks didn't. And,
You know, they even said it after game three, the Knicks, that like we didn't really have it. They wanted it more, the whole thing. And that same thing happened last night. You know, it's one of those things where you can't manufacture the desperation. And the Knicks certainly couldn't last night.
I wonder the statistics for open threes by the Celtics. They had to have at least 10 open looks.
I mean, Jaylen Brown was standing there for like 15 seconds on one of them.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's what I'm saying. So the rotation for the Knicks D was a little bit discombobulated again. I don't know. I have no idea what OG was doing last night. I mean,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I mean, I love the guy. I really
do.
We all think the guy's terrific. No, there's no defending him at all last night. It was a miserable, everybody had a miserable performance. That's the worst I've seen him play in a very, very long time. I hope that hamstring isn't affecting him in any way. Didn't look like it was. It just looked like he was just, just off, as you said, for whatever reason it was. He just didn't have his shooting touch. He didn't have any sort of, he was just, even when he was dribbling the ball and trying to get to the basket, he didn't look like he had the confidence he normally does. He was bad. I just don't expect those guys to be that bad again. Like, I really do have a belief in them that Friday night it's going to happen, and they're going to win. Well, and Knicks fans are going
to
be,
I'll tell you what, it needs to happen.
Be celebrating.
It
yeah.
needs to happen.
Of course, you know, game seven is a disaster. It would be a disaster for them.
There's two other reasons why it has to happen. One of those is the Pacers made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they basically took care of Cleveland, and they won 4-1. The other thing is that Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo are going to the Western Conference Finals, as both of them had great games last night against Golden State, and they beat Golden State. So, you know, you had this whole offseason trade. You had the disgust by Julius and Dante for the Knicks letting them go, and then you bring in Carl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges. And the Knicks have been playing great. They're playing, you know, one of the best teams in the league. You know, they got them 3-2 right now. They could still win at home on Friday night, which, you know, it doesn't feel comfortable just simply because the Knicks haven't played great at home overall in these playoffs. But Friday night's going to be electric, and the Knicks players are just going to have to react to it in a positive way and not come out tight and not play well and turn the ball over and try to force the issue and take stupid fouls. I mean, the second half, I don't know what I was watching. I mean, it was so frustrating watching the Celtics have these wide-open three-point plays. Meanwhile, every Knicks possession felt like it just took so much energy to score a basket.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, offensively, completely out of whack. And it was also frustrating with all the fouls. I mean, Jalen Brunson getting 4 fouls in the third quarter in a matter of 7 minutes. It was just, it just had no flow to it.
Lucky he didn't get hit with another one when he hit Jalen Brown and the Stones.
Yeah, that is true. That's the same play you're talking about where Josh Hart got busted open, right?
Yeah, and he jumped into Luke Kornet's elbow.
Yeah, well.
And by the way, you know, so I'm watching two games at one time. I'm watching Florida and Toronto, and I'm watching the Knicks and the Celtics.
I don't know how you could be distracted by the Panthers and the Maple Leafs when the Knicks playoff game is going on.
When you watch the game side by side, I mean, the basketball game just takes forever. Stop, start, commercials, timeout, stop this one. The hockey game just keeps going. and they just keep killing each other. I mean, and I've done this before where I've watched Knicks and Rangers side by side, but these are playoff games. These are intense, and both teams are playing, you know, or all four teams are playing incredibly hard. There's no question about that. But just the hockey games, just going and going and going. Basketball games, stop, start, stop. This guy's bleeding. We got to take him off the court. We got to stop everything for 10 minutes. I mean, it's like mind-numbing just how, like you never get into a like any sort of role or sink in an NBA basketball game.
Well, this one in particular. I mean, game four was definitely, there was a lot more flow, and it felt, this game was there was no flow whatsoever. It was frustrating to watch. I'm sure it wasn't frustrating for the Celtic fan. I'm sure that they loved it and weren't complaining about stopping and starting. And their fans probably weren't watching playoff hockey what was going on because they were celebrating and loving it. But Friday night's going to be a crazy, crazy New York sports night with Subway Series. I got to give credit to Morash because he put this thing out about everything that's going on in New York City on Friday night. So we know, obviously, the Knicks and the Celtics. We know the Mets and the Yankees. So he goes, Friday night in the New York City area, near sellout at UBS for Kane Brown, the country music star. Sold out MetLife Stadium for Shakira and Pitbull. Sold out MSG for Knicks Celtics Game 6, and sold out Yankee Stadium for Game 1 of the Subway Series. We got a lot of people here, and we need to keep them entertained. And we're going to be doing that on Friday night, man. Let me tell you, that's going to be what a wild, wild night that's going to be. And this Subway Series, like, it's going to get a little bit buried now because of the Knicks in Game 6 and having to play it. But this is like the most anticipated regular season Subway Series we've seen in a very long time.
Yeah, how's the weather?
I think good, except I think Sunday's definitely great. I think Saturday's like an off and on type of thing where there could be thunderstorms. I think Friday's going to be cloudy with small chance of rain, at least from what I've seen. But you might get like a chance of thunderstorm stuff going on Saturday. But it says in the morning, so that's not a big deal. And then only 30% chance on Friday, and Sunday looks beautiful. So they're going to get all the games in. That's my prediction. All the games will be in. No doubleheaders, no issues. And hopefully we don't have to come in here on Monday and be talking about a Game 7, because that's going to be that. I'm not nervous today. I've got confidence. I've got belief in the guys, and especially Jalen Brunson's not going to let this slip through his fingers.
They're up 3-2.
Just driving in, listening to the callers, there's so many people that are just like, oh, this is it. This is what's going to happen. Now the Celtics are going to come back.
Don't think that way. It's just one game.
Right, exactly. One game. So I'm not freaking out. I will freak out if that goes to Game 7. I will start to freak out.
This team has got shown a real level of resilience they have for the last 2 years. They just have to play a much better team game. And look, the Celtics have got shooters. The Knicks don't. The Knicks have a couple. And if Jalen Brunson is off from 3-point, and if Mikal Bridges is off, like he wasn't even hitting his jump shots last night. And in Game 4, he was hitting everything, especially in the fourth quarter. So I don't know. It was just one of those off games, and it's just something that you got to flush. You got to come back. Maybe you go over some video and you talk to your teammate. Hey, look, they know exactly. They've come back from losses before, and they know exactly what the hell went on here. And they got to be better on defense. They can't give up so many open 3-point shots.
Yeah.
I mean, and by the way, like, what? So this is the thing that drives me crazy. The pick and roll in the NBA has been done since the league started, and for some reason, Karl Anthony Towns, when he's involved in a pick and roll, and Derek White's is going to end up with the ball, and Karl Anthony Towns is going to be the guy that's going to be asked to at least get in the way. He's always like 5 feet from.
It's like he's slow motion. I know exactly what you're saying.
You got to play tighter, and you can't give him that kind of space.
He's going to make it every time.
And like, it's not even like they're picking and rolling and going to the basketball, although they did that last night a couple times.
Well, especially when the Knicks were in the bonus in the third quarter with 9 minutes to go. Yeah,
but that's the other thing, too. It's like, you know, you have to realize the fouls. You got to realize the defense. You got to realize who the hell is shooting the 3-pointer. I mean, like, Derek White has killed the Knicks.
Yeah.
I mean, so like anytime you are on, and I don't like Tom Thibodeau should be telling this to the to his team, and I'm sure he is. Hey guys, when they're picking and rolling and we're switching, we can't give him that kind of space. We just can't. What do we? I mean, that's Derek with the guys killing us.
Yeah, I know. And he's
hey, Carl Anthony Towns, wake up, move up, move closer. You're 7 feet tall, for God's sake.
And unfortunately, when he does get closer, he fouls somebody.
Yeah,
that's what
unfortunately
happens.
That, yeah, because and the Knicks are doing it too, which is great, because as soon as Al Horford is on either Josh Hart or Jalen Brunson, they're going right to the hole because they can get around him. But the problem is that the Celtics have other players that are playing smart on defense and get in the way, as opposed to leaving the lane wide open like the Knicks have done a number of times during this series.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.